Kia ora whānau. How's it going this morning? Good? Yeah? As Eleanor said, I'm Amy Mai. I was Amy Kringle when I was here 4 years ago, but it's a privilege to be back, and I am the CEO of Christians Against Poverty New Zealand. But I am a farm girl at heart, so I grew up further down the east coast in Gisborne, but have been stuck in Auckland for 9 years because I can't find a better job than the one I have. So I've been working at Christians Against Poverty for 5 years, and I seriously cannot think of a better job that is more eternally significant than the job I have. When I do, I'm sure that will be calling me, but I very much doubt that I will find that. This is a beautiful thing, as you somewhat know, and I hope as you will hear a bit more this morning. But Eleanor also said that yes, this year is 10 years for Christians Against Poverty. We meet double digits here in New Zealand, lifting Kiwi families out of debt, poverty, and its causes. And so you here at City Church Tauranga have been running a CAP debt centre for 4 years now. So happy birthday. I think it was last month, 4 years ago. And you've been providing money education through CAP Money for the last seven to this community. So well done. Congratulations, church. It's phenomenal what you've been doing. And I was just reading this Come Alive booklet, and I just got the scripture at the back. As I was praying for you guys last night and this morning, I really felt the words Kia Maia, which I don't know whether you know what that means, but in Māori it means be brave. And this scripture in Job 33:4, the spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. And I don't know about you, but if that's the truth, which I wholeheartedly believe it is, man, can we be brave. So, Kia Maia, church, be brave. You are a beautiful bunch of people with something God breathed by the Almighty to offer to your community. So be brave and be bold. So, Christians Against Poverty, one of our founding scriptures, really, is John 10:10. And many of you will know it. But it comes in the parable of the Good Shepherd in the book of John. And it says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. And just listening to Brendan and Stephanie's story there, I was crying for you, Brendan, if you're here. Man was the enemy trying to steal something there. I mean, last night I was listening to a message that spoke about the enemy hiding behind everyday circumstances. And, I mean, he is cunning and conniving, and he absolutely hides behind those circumstances that seem so small at the time, but build and grow until they're out of control. So I'm certainly pleased that Brendan and Stephanie now have freedom from debt and are able to find that life of fullness, because they were caught up in something that the enemy was trying to keep them down with. The enemy was trying to steal, kill, and destroy from them, from their family. So praise God that they found this hope and this help. I think Stephanie was holding out on Brendan a bit there. I've just got to say that. You know, keeping that secret for a few days by the sounds of it. Whoa. But life to the full, right? What an amazing gift. How many of you know this life to the full? And how many of you know that this life to the full is only possible when we accept the priceless gift of Jesus Christ? You know, I know that I've experienced this life to the full, and I experience this life to the full through my relationship with Jesus Christ, through following him, right? And I really hope you have. But how many of us know, like Brendan and Stephanie, that the enemy tries to steal that fullness, often through those everyday trials in life? And I've certainly learned through my time at Christians Against Poverty that while the causes of poverty look different in every community, the effects of poverty are similar wherever you live. Poverty does steal, kill, and destroy. Poverty caused by debt breaks families up. It seriously does. 72% of the families that we work with say that debt has a huge effect on their relationship, and 60% of them say that it led to full relationship breakdown. It breaks families up in our nation. It drives people to desperation. 24% of the people that we work with say that they attempted or contemplated suicide because of debt. You know, the most common words that people use in describing being in crippling debt are alone, afraid, ashamed, anxious, depressed, desperate, hopeless. Horrible, horrible words. And poverty caused by unemployment steals confidence and removes purpose from people's lives. Poverty caused by life-controlling habits invades every aspect of somebody's life, keeping them trapped in a relentless cycle. And poverty caused by lack of financial literacy and basic life skills means people stay trapped in negative patterns and that they don't have the tools and the knowledge to change. But the good news, because there is good news, and you guys hold this good news, is that Jesus came to give life and to give it in all its fullness. He is using Christians Against Poverty. He's using you, this church, and his people to bring life in all its fullness to families who desperately need help, hope, and the good news of Jesus Christ. So 10 years ago, some now great friends of mine, Gareth and Heather, came to New Zealand with just a few thousand dollars, a few names, and a belief that Christians, that as Christians, God calls us to live as Jesus did. To live out the gospel by loving the poor and by comforting the brokenhearted. Isn't that right? So you are Christians Against Poverty, Church. So thank you. I just love it. 65 churches running a CAP ministry in New Zealand now. And 110 families have gone debt-free. 827 have committed their lives to Christ. Oh man, there really is nothing better than that. Your church have been a part of changing many people's lives. And so Eleanor mentioned as well the whole election thing going on at the moment, right? And I find it rather interesting. And it is particularly heightened at the moment with the election coming up, that government claims to be able to solve all of our problems somewhat, you know? And many people definitely look to government to solve our problems. I mean, Bill English even admits that it's one person at a time. But how do blanket policies work one person at a time? You know, they're talking about a targeted approach this election as well, right? But government ministries, they seem to focus on the problem rather than the people involved. And one client of ours, Emma, told us recently at CAP about her experience with Christians Against Poverty, and she said, they cared more about me than my debt. And I love that. That is what it's about. You know, and this is what is required to see real transformation in our nation. You know, I'm 100% convinced that the most powerful change only happens when someone believes in someone else. When someone cares for someone else. It can only happen person to person, face to face, with genuine love and care. And so City Church Tauranga, you are that people, you are that face, you are that person, going to those people, to those faces out there. And so in fact, through Christians Against Poverty and your debt work here at this church, you have seen 18 of those families, those 1,010 families, go debt-free. 18 through you guys. So well done. And can you get the whole perspective of that? That's 18 people, but that is families, that is children, that is generations. You know, that has a big impact. And not only that, but of course we're wanting life and life to the full for these families, not just life out of debt. No, so you here have seen 9 people make precious commitments to Jesus Christ as well. You know, and see that in perspective as well, right? 9 people, but families, children, generations. So well done, church. And then CAP Money as well. You've seen 107 people helped through CAP Money. Brendan and Stephanie, sounds like they started with CAP Money and then went on to debt help. So 107 people, families, children, generations. So well done, church. And I just want to ask Errol up now to share a little bit about how it's going here in Tauranga. So you guys know Errol, right? So Errol is the CAP Centre Manager here, if you didn't know. And so Errol, how long have you been involved?
I did my course in March, but I first went out as a support person with Liz in January.
Awesome. And can you tell us a story, like a story of one of the clients that you've helped?
Okay, I'm currently working with a couple. They were very enthusiastic about getting all their paperwork in. I got the debt through, the budget through on the Thursday night, so I rung them to make the appointment for Tuesday. And then I get a text Friday night to say that the husband just lost his job. So I talked to them about, because neither of them go to church, I told them that if they don't mind, I'll put this out to our prayer team, and CAP are having a special prayer day for clients. So I put their story out to everybody. The following Friday, I got word that he had a new job. And so now CAP have another job because they have to redo the budget again.
Awesome, eh? The prayer works. Amazing. And so, Errol, can you tell us a bit about what you need help with here?
Okay, the main thing we need here are people to support us. Just Christine and I are in the debt coach side of things. We need people that will help us as support people coming into the homes initially to take to look after the paperwork side of things. We also need people that will follow up after we're finished, that can just support the clients themselves, take them out for coffee, just be friends with them and help them through their journey that way. We also need people that can help with baking, and there's a handyman, all sorts of things like that that come in handy. We have clients that have needs and can't afford to pay for things, so it'd be great if we could have people put their names on the list, and we do have lists over the stand over here. If you're keen, come and visit us.
Awesome. Thanks, Errol. And yes, do get involved. Thanks, Errol. Yeah, it's an amazing thing to get involved in when you get to see someone needing help face to face, and you're actually able to provide help for them, and you're actually able to pray for them and see miracles happen, a job got or what have you. It's amazing. So I would encourage you guys to get involved. And so I just want to point out that there's a number of people involved in this church already that have been doing this work. And so Liz and Dave, who have been doing it for many years. And then, of course, Christine, who's going to be over at Coast with me shortly. And then Andrea and Lily, who have been involved in the Debt Centre as well. And then, of course, there's Karen, who's been involved in CAP Money. And I want to thank each of you who have helped with this work, because I know it's not just them. It's many of you who have gone on visits, who have made a change. I heard that one of you gave money for a laptop to Brendan. So just phenomenal. You're an awesome church. So well done. And I just want to give you a bit more information about how you can get involved. So Errol said that they need some help, you know, and they need some help. The poor in your community need some help. And so how you can do that is all those ways in which Errol said. And so please come and see the CAP guys. We've got three from up in Auckland who have travelled down with me early this morning to come and sign you up for that and talk to you about how you can get involved. So please come and see them at the stand at the back or Errol, and just speak to them and let them know that you're interested. And Errol and Christine will be in touch with you. But these people need a friend, you know, so please come and talk. And then I want to give you an opportunity to get a free copy of Nevertheless. So who's had this? 4 years ago, we offered it to you. Yep, who's read it? Well done. So it got my attention, and it will get your attention. It's a great story of faith and of God working miracles through his people. So you can get that absolutely free. There's a form on your seat. Looks like this. All you need to do to get that book is fill in the top part of the form with your contact details, and then we'll be able to share with you more stories like you've heard this morning. And then just lastly, I want to give you the opportunity to invest in the work of the national work of Christians Against Poverty. So right now, CAP Services covers only half of our nation, but there are people in our whole nation who need help and hope. You know, so if you'd like to help us with that, then can I ask you to give a few dollars a month to the work of Christians Against Poverty? You know, we receive no government funding because, as you've heard, we want to preach good news to the poor. And so it is the Church of Jesus Christ that supports this work. So can I ask if you'll give a few dollars a month today by becoming a life changer, and you'll join over 3,000 individuals around New Zealand who already financially support the work of Christians Against Poverty. And can I simply ask for you to do what you can do? You know, Life Changers give $5 a month. They give $500 a month. It really is people doing what they can do. Every dollar makes a difference, and every dollar enables CAP and churches around this nation to reach into new parts of our nation. So to do that, all you need to do is fill in the bottom half of that form. So tick, saying yes, I'd like to give regularly, and sign the bottom. And if you've got your details, bank details with you, then fill as much as you can in. Otherwise, we'll be in touch during the week. But thank you so much, church. It's been such a privilege to be here. Oh, sorry, you just need to take that form to the table at the back as well to get your book or to start giving. And I'd just like to finish by praying for you, if that's all right. So I'll just pray, and then I want to finish with a blessing from 2 Corinthians 13. Almighty God, I thank you for these beautiful people, Lord, who have a passion to share you with their world. Lord, and I pray that you would grow their passion for this community here in Tauranga. Lord, I pray that you would come close to them, Lord, and that they would know you more and more each day. Well, man, do we need to know you more and more. So, Lord, I pray that you'd continue to reveal yourself in this place, and through this place, that you would continue to reveal yourself into this community in Tauranga. Would your name be glorified, and would your church be glorified in Tauranga through these beautiful people? Kia tau, kia tātou katoa, te ātawhai o tō tātou ariki a ihu karaiti. Me tō aroha o te ātua, me te whiwhinga tahitanga, ki te wairua tapu, ake, ake, ake. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever and ever. Amen.